Downtown Cleveland is 20 minutes away from Mentor. I drive it every day.
Let me ask you, just 20. Not like 25. Not
plus wind resistance, traffic. Uh-huh. There's some other things. You know, like even this morning, you had to go up the ramp. I mean, there's some time there, but essentially it's 20
go
minutes
up the ramp.
From Mentor to downtown Cleveland. I drive it every day. I know this.
I mean, who knew? You and I teaching people about love.
I knew it all along.
Oh, you did?
Absolutely.
Really?
The underlying theme of this show, unlike any other show on the radio, is love.
I don't think you knew that all along.
Never had, did not have a clue. But Pam Avalieri, that's what she's saying. Pam, go ahead.
I just think you guys are great. I just wanted to let you know that. And by the way, I think that you and Jen really do give us all a lesson in love. Because I think your Sandy and Nate are great to just understand that people can be together and then it doesn't work out and you can still be friends. I think that you'd really prove to the world that if you do it right and know what you know and forgive, that's what I'm talking about, the Kardashians and Caitlyn. You guys are just a perfect example, I think, on the radio about how people can just move on and still be okay.
Lessons in love on Star 102.
You're asking age and year questions now. How old was that, blah, 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 when blah, blah, blah? And then what year did blah, blah, blah debut?
I did that one time. It was one time.
You do it every day now.
Having a baby girl. Due date's early April. I'm married. I'm co-hosting a morning show with my ex-girlfriend, Jen Tuohy.
Good morning.
And I'm in Cleveland Magazine next to another ex-girlfriend.
That's right.
This is the most bizarro world show, and that's another reason to tune in, for crying out loud.
This is what happens when you date every hot woman in the city.
Christmas 102. Now, Glenn, how you doing?
Good. I want the Grinch.
You want the Grinch? She's right here.
Oh, that's not funny.
What the hell?
Especially since, you and I had a thing back in the day.
Don't have... Wow.
Do not have...
No. You know what it is? Because I know we're going to revisit our love all week because it's love week. And not only that, how inappropriate or appropriate is it that it's our 2-year anniversary on February 14th of this show?
Browns, you're so good. Beat that team. I said, beat that team.
I saw a guy that looked so much like you. Since you lost a little weight, this guy was tall and lean.
Tall and lean. That would have been me. Like bacon. Why is that so funny when she said tall and lean?
Like, since you lost a little weight. All right.
Tall and lean. If she thinks I'm tall and lean, would you just let it go?
All right.
I'm tall and lean to her. You ruined it.
Quit saying that. I would never say that to you.
Well, apparently you should have, because...
Well, you keep repeating it. Now everyone's going to be like, wow, Jen Tuohy called him fat. I did not call you fat. You are the worst.
Me?
I know exactly what's going to happen now. Wow, I can't believe you were saying that to Tim. It gets all misconstrued. People only hear little parts of it and bits and pieces. Everyone thinks I called you fat.
Okay, you didn't call me fat. You laughed when somebody said I was lean. Is that better? I mean, what makes you feel better?
If somebody's going to offer him a 4-year contract, I'd go for it.
I would never leave Star 102. How dare you?
You would leave
Working
it an instant.
Working with my ex-girlfriend every day? How dare you even mention that? I can't believe it.
Now me, on the other hand, I would never. There's times that I'm surprised I make it through the whole show, actually. So, yeah.
Jen will be back, I think. Snickers is on nobody's top 5 list.
You're out of your mind.
Snickers is the Grey's Anatomy of candies. It's
Absolutely.
Been there.
Oh my
it's reliable.
God. You're out of your mind.
You know, Meredith Grey's the nougat of that candy bar.
No. I said I'd build myself like a little village for my family, and don't play Funky Town. Tooie Town! It's not Tooie Town.
Won't you take me to
Tooie Town?
My physical body was in the Toys R Us dumpster.
Mentor, our star city of the day today.
Finally. Snoop Dogg is releasing his first cookbook, From Crook to Cook.
I love it. I mean, he's friends with Martha Stewart, so you know.
Oh, no. It'll feature his own.
What?
It'll feature.
What?
You have to wonder if Snoop got help from his good friend.
an Okra
I,
kitchen.
You said she
her
never tastes the food.
Oven.
No, she probably does have an O-shaped oven.
I believe
oven.
It. That'd actually be very cool.
That would be
like
awesome. Imagine oven. The variety of the things yeah. you can put in there. No, I think she tastes everything.
Stop
you said she doesn't.
Get away from my oven.
You know what, Tim? I've trumped you before, so I just need to work.
Yes!
I couldn't hear you. The phone broke up. Question number three.
She said she trumped you before.
Ryan says, you know what, Grey's Anatomy, it's not my thing. But for those who can't watch, Jen will spoil the episode tomorrow morning. Oh, no. It's opossum. No, the only way it is if I see it in my backyard, I'm like, oh, opossum, get out of here.
Mm-hmm. If he wants to plant pumpkin seeds in my backyard, let him plant pumpkin seeds in my backyard.
You are going to have a pumpkin patch, without a doubt.
No. Really?
Oh, yeah.
I feel so stupid. I'm not even kidding you. I feel A, like Mother of the Year, and B, so stupid that I don't know this.
I can't believe that you did that. I can't believe you just let him throw it over the yard. I see a win today. I'm seeing a 4 and looks like a 2.
Oh,
could be a 3.
Okay.
Could be a 3. Final totals.
Tim got it right. Stephanie got 4. Jen got 3.
You're turning into a paranormal investigator. A shark is a bad design because
they're great design.
Yeah, they
unless
might
you flip
be,
them upside down.
They
that's
don't
it.
Ever sleep.
That's why they're angry, biting people, tired, going, boom. Shark needs a nice little melatonin.
That's exactly it.
So nice to hear your voice on my radio again. I've been out of work since May, and now I'm back, and it's nice coming home to an old friend.
Well, that's very nice of you.
Thank
were you,
you
surprised that
okay.
we're still here?
Your three words are travel, red, and toboggan. All right, you ready? 30 seconds starts now.
Okay, Tim, this is what you do on Thanksgiving Day when you want to go somewhere.
Leave.
What are you doing?
Shopping.
No, shoot.
Go in the car.
Yes, more than that. You drive in, and what do they call that when you're going to grandma's house?
Leaving.
Oh,
my God.